This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi Yisai, Brucham Abba, and welcome everyone to Daf HaShor. We're learning Maseches Kesubais, Daf Ches Amud Aleph. Here we go. Daf Ches Amud Aleph. We're two lines from the bottom on Zayin Amud Beis. We just learned about Birchas Erosin. And Sunday we had an Ion Shir, the Machloikis, the Rambam, and the Rosh. The Rambam says Birchas Erosin is a Birchas HaMitzvah. The Rambam learns getting married is a mitzvah. The Rosh learns there's no mitzvah to get married. The mitzvah is a Birchas HaShevach. Now we're going to learn about Birchas Nesuin, which we refer to as Sheva Brachos. Tana Rabban and the rabbis taught, Mavarchin Birchas Chasanim Ba'asara Kol Shiva. We make Birchas Chasanim with 10 people for all 7 days. Amar Rabbi Huda said, V'hu Shabo Panam Chadash. It's provided that on each day we have a new face that was not there yesterday. The Rashi implies, even if they were there at the Chasana, but if they weren't there yesterday, you can make Sheva Brachos. Okay? Mai Mevarech, what is the Sheva Brachos? Amar Rabbi Huda says, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Bara Lech Vaydai. The first bracha is Shehakol Bara Lech Vaydai. Actually, the first bracha is Boyer Pri Hagafen. The night of the Chasana, the first bracha is Boyer Pri Hagafen. On other Sheva brachos, the last bracha is Boyer Pri Hagafen. Then goes Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Bara Lech Vaydai. Notice the fact that the first bracha, everything was created for His honor, begins with a baruch, does not end with a baruch. Next bracha, baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Yotzer Haadam. Am I good? Could you hear me? Okay, Yotzer Haadam. Okay, now next bracha, baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Yotzer Es Haadam B'tzamoy. God created man in His image. Bitzelem demustavni sa'i, in the image of the form of His mold. V'hiskinloi mimenu binyan adayad. And from that He created an everlasting edifice. That's the Ish v'Isha. Baruch atah Hashem yoytzer ha'adam. Now, we already said yoytzer ha'adam in bracha number 2. Why are we saying again, yotzer ha'adam etzalma, yotzer ha'adam, yoytzer ha'adam? Furthermore, why does this bracha all of a sudden begin with Baruch and end with Baruch? First, let's read the brachos, then I'm going to tell you what Rashi says. We say, Sois tasis v'sogel ho'akara, rejoice intensely, exult, barren woman, referring to Jerusalem, b'kibbutz baneh ha'losaycha b'simcha, when her children gather in her in joy, Baruch atah Hashem, Sameach Tzion Bivaneha. Blessed are you, Hashem. You caused Tzion to rejoice with her children. Now, where does this come in? This is not about marriage. This is not about the creation of man. Notice this bracha ends with a baruch and does not begin with a baruch. Then, Sameach Tzamach Reim Ho'avim. This is bracha 6. Sameach tesamach, you cause to rejoice, Reim ho'ahuvim, beloved friends. Kesameichacho yitzir chavagan edem ikedem, like you cause to rejoice your creations in the Garden of Eden in the East. Baruch atah Hashem, sameach chasan v'chala. You cause to rejoice the chasan and the kala, not with the kala and the kala. And then finally, the last bracha again begins and ends with Baruch. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Bara Sason V'Simcha. Now, just give you a heads up. There's a machlokes whether this bracha has 10 expressions of praise or 12. Depending on whether Chasan V'Chala counts as expressions of joy. If it counts, there are 12. If it doesn't count, there are 10. We've got Sason V'Simcha, joy and happiness. Chasan V'Chala, groom and bride. That may or may not count. Gila, exulting, Rina song, Ditsa is another form of happiness, Chedva, rejoicing, ahava, v'yachva, love and friendship, v'shalom v'reos, peace and brotherhood, or brotherhood and friendship. Mehera Hashem Elokeinu yishama ba'orei Yehuda v'chutzos Yerushalayim. Soon, quickly, Hashem our God, it should be heard in the cities of Yehuda, in the outskirts of Jerusalem. Kol sasayin v'kol simcha, kol chasan v'kol kala, the voice of happiness, the voice of the chasan, the voice of the kala, kol mitzalos chasanim echupasam, the voice of the exaltation of the groom from the chuppah, na'arim, and the young men, mimishta neginasam, from the party of their song, Baruch Ata Hashem, Mesameach Chasan, Im HaKala. Not V'Chala, Im HaKala. So one thing we got to get straight over here is, bracha number one we got is Hagafen. We have six brachos. Bracha one and two begin with Baruch, do not end with Baruch. Bracha three. Now bracha two talks about the creation of man. Why are we talking about the creation of man? Well, Hashem created the chasan. The chasan's been around for a couple of years before he showed up at his chasana. Then we talk about the creation of man from which God created woman. And that begins and ends with a baruch. Why all of a sudden does that third bracha begin and end with a baruch? Then we have sois tasis, ends with a baruch. We have Sameach Tesamach, ends with the Baruch. Why are we even talking about Jerusalem over here? And finally, why does the last Bracha begin and end with a Baruch? So Rashi learns as follows. Rashi learns that Bracha number one has nothing to do with the Chasana. Bracha number one, technically, you can make as soon as everybody shows up to the Chasana. Now, if the people were, I guess, We'll be down them lekav schos. I'm not going to say what I was thinking. If they were smart enough to come so early to the chasana, so we should really make a bracha right away. Because technically speaking, the first bracha Rashi learns is lekavoid, the gathering of the people. Because why do people come to a chasana? Say, why? Because their wife makes them come. Right? No, but really, you don't always listen to your wife. So why do you choose to listen to her for this and not for other things? The answer is because you're doing a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah of going to a chasana? Say, to be mesameach l'chasan v'kala. Nope. That's a minor thing. Comparative. The most important reason to go to a chasana is to bring honor to Hashem. How am I bringing honor to Hashem, says Rashi? I'm bringing honor to Hashem because I'm commemorating the chesed that Hashem did to Adam and Chava, that Ribbono Shel Olam was the Unterfuhrer, the Ribbono Shel Olam was like the best man of Adam and Chava, and he made them a beautiful chasana, and he walked them down the chuppah. And when people gather together to remember the chesed of Hashem, it's an honor to the Hashem. That's the most important reason to go to the chasana. And if you went to a chasana and you didn't think that, well, you wasted a lot of time. But from now on, you need to think, the most important reason to go to a chasana is shahakoil baro lechvoidai, to bring kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm recollecting, I'm reenacting the chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to Adam and Chava. Now, says Rashi, technically speaking, this could be made at any time. It has no shaychus to the Sheva Brachas. But anyway, we like to put blessings on the kois, just like we do Havdalah. We say Besamim ala kois, and we say Eish ala kois. We say Shahako Baro Lechvoidai ala kois. That's blessing number one. It's not part of the Seder. So in a way, it's the most chashuv bracha of all. In a way, it's not, because it's very short, so you don't get that much, you know, show time over there. But it sets the tone. It sort of reminds everybody what they're doing there. Blessing number two, Yotzer HaAdam. It also has nothing to do with the chasana. Because of what relevance is it that God created man? We need to know, we need to talk about the creation of man and woman. Says Rashi, since the third blessing talks about the creation of man, from which God created woman, this is what we call the Yetzira Shnira, the second creation. So once we talk about the second creation, we might as well talk about the first creation also. So the second bracha of Yoitzer HaAdam is no Shaychis, it's Agavorcha. So if you want to know in the hierarchy who you give it to the fourth, the great-great-great uncle from the other side. He gets the second blessing, you know? So that's, it's not really part of the Seder HaBrachos. Says Rashi, the Seder Shever Brachos begins with blessing three. Again, I'm not counting Hagafen. So Hagafen maybe is one, but we're going with HaKobar Al-Khvoyder is one. Yoitzer Adam is two. Blessing number three is the first mention of the creation of man and woman. Asher Yatzar es ha'adam b'tzalmai b'tzalam d'mustav nisei. God created man in His image. And from that man, hiskin loy mimenu binyan. God created female. Baruch Atah Hashem Yoitzer ha'adam, that's the creation of male and female. So now this is the first time we're talking about the Ishus. So we immediately now in blessing number four talk about Yerushalayim. Now, since Yoitzer ha'adam, is the first of the Seder of the Brachos, it begins and ends with a Baruch, and now all the subsequent blessings will only end with Baruch, because the rule is the first blessing in a set begins and ends with Baruch, and all subsequent blessings could rely on the Baruch for the beginning of the earlier Bracha, and just end with Baruch. So Sois Tassis is talking about Yushalayim, because whenever we make a Simcha, we want to be Ma'ala Yerushalayim al-Rosh Simchasi. We first talked about the Chasen and Kala in the previous bracha. Now we're talking about Yerushalayim. Now we come back to the couple. We're saying that just like God made the Chasen and Kala, just like God caused Adam and Eve to rejoice in Gan Eden, the Ribbono Shel Olam also connects the Chasen and the Kala. Misameach Chasen v'Kala. Now this blessing, Misameach Chasen V'Chala, is V'Chala. We are not now talking about the Simcha of the wedding. It is a tefillah and a bracha that the Chasen and Kala should be Sameach, Behatzlacha, and happiness. Each one by themselves. The Chasen should have a good job. The Chasen should have fulfillment in his learning. The Kala should have a comfortable house. The Kala should have peace of mind. The Kala should have nachas from her future children. We are not yet talking about them rejoicing together. Why? Because, listen, this is a very important principle. Marriage, how many problems does marriage solve in this world? You ready for the shiur on all the problems that marriage solves? Okay, it's over, okay? Marriage doesn't solve any problems. In fact, if anybody is not happy, marriage will make people more unhappy. In order for two people to be happy together, they both have to be happy independently. If they're happy independently, first, Misameach Chasen V'Kala. We give a bracha. Groom, you should be happy. Bride, you should be happy. If they're both independently happy, then we could have a chance of connecting them together. If they're not happy, they ain't going to connect. So that's the first bracha. Misameach Chasen V'Kala. Now we're up to trying to stick these two guys together. So the Chasen is happy. Or no kidding, the Chasen's happy. Because the Chasen likes to work. And the Chasen likes to learn. And the Chasen likes to eat. And the Kala likes to take care of her hobbies and to do the things she's interested in. And they're both happy by themselves. The question is, but they're polar opposites. How are we ever going to stick them together? How are they ever going to get along? The answer is, says Rashi, you know how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechatein. You know how the Ribbono Shel Olam joins together Chasen V'Kala? Says Rashi on the first wide line, Uva'achroina shevach shemeshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu shebara chasuch. Chasunas dibuk ish beisha. God created matrimony of clinging the man and the woman. Al yedei simcha v'chedva. There's a special ingredient that connects Chasen and Kala. It's not shared interest. No. It's rarely going to happen that what he likes, she likes, and what he's interested in, she's interested in, and the kind of things he likes to eat, she doesn't like to eat, and the kind of things she's interested in, he's not interested in. Don't think that marriage connects husband and wife with common interests. If that happens, ma toivu ma noem, ashrecha v'toiv lach. That is not marriage. Marriage is two people who are very different, who are not interested in the same things, and they join together through simcha v'chedva. There is a special happiness that comes min hashamayim that clings together the chasan and kala. That's why the Gemara in Yevamos says, what's marriage? It's laughing and crying. Some days it's laughing, some days it's crying. Why? Because by nature, man and woman are polar opposites. And we somehow, through what we call chasnus, simcha v'chedva, the Yevamos Hashem clings them together. But it's a glue that usually works, but the reality of human existence is Moitzi asirim b'kaisharais. They're ups and they're downs. That is the reality of marriage. That's the most important thing to know about marriage. That's the most important thing to tell a young couple about marriage. It's not all bliss. If it's all bliss, then, you know, that's an unusual circumstance. Anyway, this is all what I told you is Rashi. Rashi on Shavar Brachos. I think we covered all the Rashis here. Let's continue on in the Gemara. All the Rashis with a little Rav Miller stuck in there. Okay, so now the Gemara continues. Levi ikla lebe Rebbe bihilua d'Rav Shemarei. Levi came to the chasana of the house of Rebbe for the wedding of Rav Shimon, Rebbe's son. So Rebbe was making a wedding for Rav Shimon, his son. Baruch Chamesh. Rebbe made five blessings. Rav Asi ikla lebe Rav Ashi. Rav Asi came to Rav Ashi's house, Bilula de Mar Bere, for the wedding of Mar, the son of Rav Ashi. Baruch Shis. Rav Ashi made six blessings. Why would Rebbe have made five blessings and Rav Ashi made six? Lema b'ha kamiflgi. Shall we say they argue in as follows? Demar savar chada yitzira havoi, umar savar shte yitziras havoi. One man de Amar holds, like the opinion in Erevin, that God created man and woman as basically two faces. On one side, there's a male face and body. On the other side, it was a female face and body. And basically, God created man and woman at one time. And then later, he just split them apart. But the primary creation of man and woman happened at once. And then later, God just had to cut them in half. So according to that, there were no two creations, first of man and then of woman. It all happened at once. So accordingly, we don't need to make a bracha, Yoitzer ha'adam, and then Asher Yatzer ha'adam etzalmai, Yoitzer ha'adam. We can make one Yoitzer ha'adam. That was the shita of Rebbe. So Rebbe made five blessings. On the other hand, Rav Ashi held Shtei Yitzirais. First God made a man with a tail, and then from that tail, or from that rib, God created the female later. So according to Rav Ashi, it was a two-step process. So we're going to make two blessings. First, the creation of man, and then subsequently the creation of woman. Says Gemara, Loi, Dekulei Alma Chada Yitzir Havai. Everybody agrees that God created one in one entity, male and female, male on one side, female on the other side. And then he split them. However, his intention was Mar Savar Basar Machshava Azlinan, Mar Savar Basar Maisa Azlinan. Says Rashi, one man to Amar held, you know what? God intended first to create man and then to create woman from man, but he saw that would never happen. So one opinion holds, we'll make a bracha based on what his original intent was. And the other opinion is, so that, and that was the opinion of Rav Ashi. So we're going to talk about two creations, even though really there was only one creation, but God intended there to be two creations. And Rebbe holds, we go basar what was created, and what was created was one entity. Kihadu Rav Yehuda. This machlokes of God, this idea that God intended to create first male and then from there create female, and ultimately he just split them. Kihad Rav Yehuda Ramiksev. Rav Yehuda asked the Stirim Sukkim. It says, Vayivralikim asa Adam et Salmai. It said, God created man. And then Uksiv Zachor Nekev Baram. And then it says, God created male and female. How so? Okay, it's Ad Betchila of Mashal Bar Shnaim. First, God intended to create man. And then later, he was going to create female from it. Ulusayv Nivra Echad. In the end, he just created male, female. And then he split them. Weiter. Rav Ashi Ikla Lebei Rav Kahana. Yoima Kama. Rav Ashi Ikla Lebei Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi came to the house of Rav Kahana. Yoima Kama Baruch Kula. First day they made all the blessings. Mikanva Elach. From there on, Yika Parim Chadoshes Baruch Kulu. If there were was a new face, they made all the blessings. Ve'ilai, if there was not a new face, Afushe Simcha Ba'almahu. It's not really Shavar Brach, it's just increased. It's just an expansion of the first day of Simcha. And Mevarech Sha Simcha B'ma'oinai, they would just make the Brach of Sha Simcha B'ma'oinai. And they would make Asher Bara. I forgot to say earlier, why does Asher Bara, why does the last Brach of Shavar Brachos both begin and end with Baruch? After all, blessing 6, 5 and 6 only end with Baruch. The answer is because since Asher Bara will sometimes be the only blessing said, and it won't be smucha lechaverta, therefore it was enacted with both a Baruch in the beginning and a Baruch in the end. So for the first 7 days, if you don't have panim chadashos, you just make Asher Simcha b'ma'inai and Asher Bara. Mishiva v'yad shloshim, from day 7 to 30, Bein Amar Lahum Achmas Hilula. Whether they say that they're gathering because of the wedding, or even if they don't say they're gathering because of the wedding, they make a bracha that the happiness is in its the abode of Hashem. They don't have, regardless of why they're gathering, they make shasimcha b'ma'inai. From there and on, if they say they're gathering in honor of the wedding, mevarech shasimcha b'ma'inai v'ilai lai. But if they don't say, they don't make shasimcha b'ma'inai. Says Gemara, b'chiyamar lei machmas hilula ad emas. And if they say that they're gathering together because of the chasana, for how long do they make the bracha shasimcha b'ma'inai? Amra papa, papi, mishmei derava, ad shrei seyachi shasa, 12 months a year. Now the question is, how early on can we make these blessings? Does it have to dafka be only the night of the chasana, or can we say that maybe from the Afraf already you can make Shasimcha B'ma'inai? Maybe there's an earlier point in the ceremony, in the sequence of the Simcha that you could already make Shasimcha B'ma'inai. Amra Papi. Okay, Umeikara Me'emas. Amra Papa Mi Beiramu Sari Be'estina. Be'asinta. When they put the barley in the barrel. Meaning once they start getting the beer going, it's like the chasana already started. What's the chasana? Alcohol. Once the alcohol is getting ready, then let the party start. You can make shasimcha b'ma'inai. Rashi brings another pshat. They had a minog that they would put barley in a potted plant, and they would point to the chasana kala, and they would say, proliferate, procreate like barley. Barley grows very quickly. Frakta Gemara, I v'harav papa i'asik la'aba mar berei. Rav Papa was involved in the wedding of Abba Mar Berei, Ubarach Mishas Erison, and he made the bracha much earlier from the time of Erison, and he didn't wait until the beer was getting going for the chasana. Says the Gemara, Shani Rav Papa to have a tarachlei. Rav Papa was a wealthy guy, so once the Erison happened, so then the caterer took over, he had nothing more to do, and the party started already. Ravina I Asik Le Labre Bei Rav Chaviva. Ravina made a shidduch for his son with the daughter Rabbi Chaviva. Ubarach Mishas Erison. He made the bracha from Tamar Erison. Amar Kimli Begavayu. I know Dulei Hadjibihu that Rabbi Chaviva, they're not going to retract and not give us the kala. Lo Yestaya Milsa. Shidduch didn't work out. I can't help but think it had something to do with the fact that he said, I know that, you know, I know that they're not going to back out, as if there was some kind of ayin hara, perhaps by already celebrating prematurely, or maybe by making that statement. Again, I don't know, I didn't see anybody who says that, but it's, you know, it's hard not to think that. Okay. It didn't work out, and they retracted. Rav Tachlifa bar Ma'arava iklal Bavel. Rav Tachlifa from Eretz Yisrael came to Bavel. Baruch Shis Arichti, he made six long blessings. He began and ended the brachas with Baruch V'lesach Kvasai. We don't paskin that way. Rav Chaviva iklal Bei Mehula. Rav Chaviva went to a Mila. Baruch Shasimcha B'Va'inai. He said he made the Baruch Shasimcha B'Va'inai. I wonder if this is the same Rabbi Chaviva as who made the Shidduch with Ravina. Anyway, he said Shasimcha B'Va'inai by a bris. V'les hechus kvasei. The halach is not like him. Mishum detridi, because people are fartracht, meaning they are preoccupied and they can't experience full simcha. This late tzar liyanuka, because the baby has tzar at a bris, so you don't say shasimcha b'ma'inai. Amarav Nachman Amarav. Chasanim min haminyan, ve'en avilam min haminyan. We said that you make berchas chasanim with asara, and berchas avilam with asara. So now we're saying the groom could be one of the ten, but when you make berchas avilam, the avil is not one of the ten. But we learned in the Brayse, Chasan v'Avilam are min haminyan. Masnisi karam salei de Rav. The Brayse says, Akashan Rav. Says Gemara, very nice. Rav Tanu Palak. Rav, who was the first Amayr, was also considered the last Tana. He could argue on the Brayse. Okay, we'll hold it over here, Rabbi Yisai. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.